1-800-387-3637.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free telephone number. We're going to be here with you for the next 2 hours live. Our third hour, if you hear it, is a taped version of the show, the Time Warp Hour, if you will. But right now we're live. It's just now past 7 o'clock Eastern Time, and we want you to be part of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And we're doing things a little bit differently tonight on the show. Well, not that much differently. Normally it's a three-man show. Tonight we have four in the studio, so that's really the only key difference this evening.
Right. Well, we added an extra person because we kept getting these emails from listeners saying that we don't talk enough.
Mm.
And so thought it was time to add an extra person in here.
We just need a little more opinionation.
Right, exactly.
So coming up tonight, well, anything. It's your show. You can take control. You can literally dial us up toll-free at 1-800-259-9231 and bring up whatever you want. Maybe you have something that you just have to get off your chest, some sort of rant on a political issue, or you've got a personal problem in your life, and you're looking for maybe some outside opinions, some objective opinions on your situation. Feel free to bring it up. We love that kind of stuff, and we don't get enough of it. At least not yet, because we just got started. It's our first week being syndicated here during the week, and so we are actively out there recruiting affiliates. And before you know it, we're going to be on a couple hundred stations, I would think, coming soon.
That's what we're shooting for.
Absolutely.
I'd say next Wednesday.
1-800-259-9231. You can also email the show, and we do have a couple emails to get to tonight. You can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. That is ftl@freetalklive.com. And also at freetalklive.com, there's all sorts of fun stuff. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners. And you know what I was thinking last night after we got off the phone with Gabe, who was our token female caller for the night. After we got off the phone with her, I thought, drat, because we always forget. We've been very forgetful recently to invite our female listeners to become part of the Shrine. And I figure, here's how we can do it. Because we really can't invite every single female caller to do that. Otherwise, it would just eat up way too much time on the show, I think.
They always suspect it, too, after you've had a lively debate. And then you say, by the way, could you send us a picture so that we could put you on our Shrine of Female Listeners?
Now, why would they be suspecting that?
I don't know, but they seem to. Do you know? It's like, what for? Why? Have you noticed that?
Oh, you mean they suspect our motives for offering? Oh,
yes,
okay.
They often do.
Okay, you
made it around something stupid next to their name.
For a second, the way you said that, I thought it was like, oh, well, they're just expecting it. Like, well, okay, now that we're done talking, it's almost like they're just waiting for you to ask for a picture. And it's just like, what? That didn't make any sense. But
yeah, no. That's generally they suspect.
What I was going to suggest is if we get a female caller who has called twice, that second call, we should invite her on her second call.
That makes sense, too, because then you know that they're a regular listener.
Exactly. So 1-800-259-9231. And the other thing that we got to touch on last night when Gabe called in was the fact that women come first on this show. So we had three calls on the board at that time when she called in. However, I didn't know that Gabe was a female. Otherwise, I would have put her call on first. So our board operators are now, they now know that if it's a woman's voice, and even if the man's name to indicate as such.
I was kind of interested that she was shocked that you didn't know that she was, you know, that the name Gabe was attached to a female. I mean, I have three male friends named Gabe, and I have not I've never heard that name attributed to a woman before.
I guess it was a first for me.
Well, I would guess that would be short for Gabriella.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And usually, my experience is that
Gabby.
Mm-hmm. You know, that doesn't make it right or wrong. I'm just saying that's how it is.
Maybe it's a Canadian thing.
Yeah, might
be. You know,
she was surprised that we were surprised.
She was
female.
Right. Yeah. That's why I think maybe it's a Canadian thing or a northern thing. 1-800-259-9231. So, coming up tonight.
It could be a French thing, actually.
It could be. Coming up tonight, if you don't control the show, if you don't call in and bring up whatever it is that's on your mind, that means we have to fill some airtime. And so, on the way this evening, Scott, what do you have?
All right. Well, I have, still left over from last night, I have the story about the radio talk show host from Wisconsin who has apologized for remarks he made towards Condoleezza Rice. Some information about a video game where you, too, can kill JFK. And a story about Florida libraries that have recently banned adults from the kids section of the library.
I heard about that on the news yesterday.
Why?
Because they might be littering.
They might be naughty grown-ups.
It's a shame.
It is. It's
a shame.
It's a shame.
It's a shame that you can't go to the library now and do that anymore, man.
It's a shame that society's become that fearful, and I really believe that's due to the local news.
All right. Well, we could get to that. Oh, how about you, Skylar? Or Johnson? What do you got?
I got a couple things. I got I'd like to talk about the future of the Ninth Circuit Court.
Uh huh. And that's what, our circuit court around here in the southern area?
Where no, that's that?
That's the West Coast.
Yes.
Okay.
It's California. They're the one who are the court that's constantly getting appealed.
Gotcha.
And then I'd like to talk about the Pennsylvania Turnpike workers who have gone on strike. And then possibly, I guess, if we have time, I'd like to talk about another student in another high school who is being told he can't wear a T-shirt to school.
Uh-oh, that's not good. I like those school issues, so I think we definitely...
In my school, you weren't allowed to wear T-shirts to school. You just weren't allowed to wear T-shirts. You couldn't. It didn't matter what was written on them. You just weren't allowed to.
Now, did you go to a school where they had a uniform or just no T-shirts?
Just no T-shirts.
Well, okay, then we probably went to a similar type of school.
Yeah,
I had suit and tie. Suit and tie.
No, it wasn't a suit and tie. Good heavens.
Yeah, I have.
I've got a story about a couple of funny stories, but one here that there's a badge that apparently allows people not to have their faces shown on cameras. And I think that this thing could mean all kinds of sinister plots.
A badge that
yes.
will not allow people to have their faces shown on cameras.
Right. It
scrambles the cameras.
Somehow scrambles the camera. It's they wear it on their lapel, and it keeps their faces from being photographed.
Of course, the camera manufacturers have to willingly partake in, being compatible with this technology.
Got
so
it.
It's not compatible with current cameras, I don't think, but it could be compatible with future cameras.
I can't imagine why they would be, you know, because somebody's going to manufacture a camera that wouldn't be, but it's interesting.
Right.
So also coming up tonight, again, we have so many different things that we want to talk about here, and I can guarantee you that in the next hour and a half or hour and 45 minutes, we're just not going to get to most of them. So if you are hearing something that sounds interesting to you and you want us to bring that up first, you can actually make a request on this show. Dial us up toll free at 1-800-259-9231. I mean, assuming there's nothing on your mind that you want to get on the air, go ahead and, you know, pick a story. You want to hear about the kid that got banned from school for wearing a T-shirt. We'll go right into it, basically. You can literally control this show. And also coming up tonight, the story that I've had about, of course, we got corrupt cop stories tonight. And we didn't finish last night. We kind of started it, and then we got phone calls. And, of course, again, when the calls come in, we go right to them. We started this press release from the Libertarian Party about this pork, all this spending that the federal government has done with your tax dollars, and just some of the things that you won't believe. You just won't believe it. And I think since we started it last night, Why don't we finish the article right now? And again, if you want to chime in, 1-800-259-9231. So they have spent approximately $388 billion in this omnibus spending bill, and there are special projects in that bill, about 11,000 of them, special projects.
Wow. 11,000
individual projects?
That's right, which approximately total $15.8 billion of that $388 billion. So,
hold on. 15 billion, there are 11,000 special projects.
Correct.
Totaling up 15 billion of the 388 billion?
That is correct.
Where's the rest of the money?
Well, they don't talk, I guess the special projects are the pork, and we're going to get into what those special projects are coming up next. Again, if you want to interrupt the show, though, we'll not get to it. 1-800-259-9231, you can take control and bring up whatever you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
This is Manwich, host of Free Talk Live. I've been doing some research on human growth hormone releasers. These are products that were developed based on a whole new body of revolutionary discoveries in the area of anti-aging. The findings of these scientists are very profound in their implications on lifespan and quality of life. Many vitamin companies have HGH products, and to increase their already sizable profit margins, they scrimp on ingredients. The research is clear. If you want your pituitary gland to begin producing the levels of HGH that it did when you were in your 20s, then you must consume the right amount of amino acids and micronutrients before bedtime. I have found a product that has ample amounts of all the necessary amino acids and micronutrients to garner revolutionary anti-aging results, deep, rejuvenating sleep, increased sexual performance, and vitality in every aspect of life. And after careful research, I have agreed to endorse Lectropin HGH for free because I believe in this product. Call now and receive a free month of Coral Life Calcium, a $20 value. 1-866-633-LIFE. That's 866-633-LIFE. Stop the aging process now. 866-633-LIFE.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free telephone number is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and you can literally bring up anything you want, whether it be a personal issue or political, something or other you want to comment on. Feel free. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And again, we want to hear from you. You can also email the show, and we're going to get to those emails here very shortly. You can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. Also at freetalklive.com, there's the chat room. All kinds of people hanging out in there during the show, and sometimes for quite a while after the show, as a matter of fact.
There are several people who listen to this show that don't have much of a life.
And that's why the chat room's there.
Yeah, but we love them. We do.
It gets really busy in there.
I'm one of them.
There are several people who do this show who don't have much of a left.
So, don't say that about Manwich.
The chat room is available for you. The bulletin board system is available. I think we just recently cracked over 180 users on the BBS, which is great.
It was 181 this afternoon when I checked it.
So join up on that. It's absolutely free. You can post messages to all kinds of topics. And there's all kinds of crazy people on there to talk to, so be sure you check that out. The Shrine of Female Listeners, we just put the Studio Beast pictures up on the site earlier
today.
Those
are really funny.
You like those?
I was trying to set it as a background on my computer as wallpaper. I thought it was so funny.
So you can check all that out absolutely free at freetalklive.com. Oh, and did I mention the archives?
You didn't.
When we're done with the show, they're just in a matter of hours, typically, unless I totally space out like I did last night, and post the show descriptions, but not the actual archives.
Right, you did post the links to the archives, there just weren't any archives there.
I will get it right. I'll get into a system and get those archives up for you very shortly after the show's over, and you can actually download the entire show absolutely free. Unlike those other talk shows out there that want to charge you $5 a month or $10 a month or whatever it is to download their archives, we give them to you free. freetalklive.com. So let's continue this this email here that I got from the Libertarian Party. They are describing this omnibus spending bill for 2005, $388 billion. Of that $388 billion, and I'm sure probably $200 billion is defense, and then another $100 billion is welfare. So that's what probably most of it's going to. But $15.8 billion of it is for special projects. Nonsense. 11,772 of them. Well, Congress's Thanksgiving recipe for pork includes, well, pork, said the Libertarian Party's Joe C. Husen. Specifically, the Missouri Pork Producers Federation has been awarded $1 million to convert hog waste into energy. And just to prove they're in the holiday spirit.
I wish I would have got that grant.
These turkey-barreling politicians threw in $225,000 for the National Wild Turkey Federation in South Carolina. Also on the legislative menu, $1,593 to store potatoes in Madison, Wisconsin. $800,000 for soybean rust research in Ames, Iowa. $250,000 for asparagus technology and production in Washington State.
Asparagus technology?
Yeah.
And now, is that for technologically, and is that for making a larger asparagus crop, or is that for upgrading asparagus?
I don't know, but I can tell you one thing.
Asparagus 2.0.
Exactly. I can tell you that all this money, I mean, even if it sounds like it's for something decent, like researching AIDS or cancer or something like that.
Or your favorite thing.
Or whatever your favorite
thing is.
It's still not spent well. It's still, that money is your money. You worked for it, and then for some reason gave it to the government, and they are basically just lavishing it over whatever they want, and it's not being spent accurately.
Right, and when they say that a certain program is going to be, for example, you say something like AIDS research or whatnot.
Well, sounds nice.
Well, like, they'll spend some ridiculous, like, 40% of that on office supplies or something for that AIDS research. It's just, most of it will be wasted.
And you have no say. You have no say in how that money is spent. Anyway, moving on here, $25,000 for a banana factory for an arts program in Bethany, Pennsylvania, whatever that means. But that's not all, libertarians warn. As if to prove that no funding request is too frivolous, Congress will also spend $25,000 to study mariachi music in Nevada. $100,000 on a swimming pool in Ottawa, Kansas. $306,000 to repair an outhouse.
Wait, how much for a swimming pool? What?
$100,000.
Oh, my God.
See, what they're planning on doing, they haven't told anyone this, but we're planning on having a big national Cinco de Mayo party, and they're going to have a mariachi band, and they got a banana factory, and so we're going to have Chiquita bananas, and a mariachi band, and Coronas for everyone.
And we got to have that $306,000 to repair an outhouse in India, which kind of, Indiana.
Why is it you have apple orchards, orange groves, and then banana factories? I don't get that.
Good question.
What do you call a field of banana trees?
Bananas.
Apparently a factory.
Apparently. Go on with your story. Sorry.
Yes. I was going to say, I was actually reading John Stossel's book recently, the ABC reporter John Stossel. It's called Give Me a Break.
Give me a break.
Great book.
Yes, he's a good libertarian.
In that book, there's actually a little picture section in the middle. You know how some books do that with the picture section? And they actually have a picture of this $380,000 outhouse
that the government spent money on. It's in some park somewhere, and it's an outhouse. There's no running water. There's no real facilities in there. It's just like a basically a hole in the ground. And it's $300,000. That's what they spent building this outhouse. No power even runs to this thing.
Magic costs a lot of money. They had to build that out of magic. and gold.
So now they're spending... Now, I don't know if this is the same outhouse, but another outhouse is getting an extra $306,000 just for repairs through this bill. Not to mention $75,000 to renovate the merry-go-round playhouse in Auburn, New York. Clearly, having the opportunity to spend other people's money brings out the animal instinct in politicians, Sehusen said. That's why they squandered $1 million for a World Birding Center in Texas. $150,000 to pay for beaver management. That sounds like a fun job.
Beaver
in
management.
Wisconsin. And 75.
I think those things are mean. They'll bite you.
Actually, I used to live near a cabin up in Pennsylvania where you would have to take care of that problem because they'll just build dams all over the place and it'll flood property and it can be beavers can be a problem. You need to take care of them every once in a while.
See, I went completely the other direction with beaver management in my brain. I was just like, I've been promoted to assistant beaver manager. I'm going through beaver management training. They're sending me out to corporate in Plano, Texas.
$75,000 they paid for hides and leather research in Windmoor, Pennsylvania. And Sehusen suggested Americans who want to get an even better idea of the size of the bill can simply pick up a Thanksgiving turkey. This 3,000-page bill weighs in at 14 pounds. A good size for a bird, but a bit overweight for a responsible spending plan. Has there ever been a responsible spending plan come out of Washington, D.C.? Perhaps the most telling provision in the mammoth bill, libertarians say, is the $1.5 million that was quietly inserted for the Representative Richard Gephardt Archive at the Missouri Historical Society, demonstrating that politicians never forget their favorite special interest, themselves. Programs like the Richard Gephardt Archive prove that pork-barreling politicians continue to inflict financial damage on the country long after they're retired. Sehusen said, unfortunately, taxpayers don't need an archive to remember all the ways that greedy politicians are gobbling up their money. So there you go. There's your pork article.
Gobbling up your money.
Just in time for Thanksgiving.
Indeed, we're going to come back with your emails or your phone calls. You get on the phones toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Pam got the mud out of her three-year-old's shirt. Jason had a wine stain on his countertop. Now gone. Halloween makeup from Karen's kid got on the carpet. No trick. It's gone, too. What do these people have in common? They've discovered the powerful bubble of technology in BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. Kelly brought a puppy home, and it left a mess on the new carpet. Now her carpet still looks brand new. Fran said, it's the most effective pet odor removal product she's ever encountered. What do these people have in common? They've discovered the power of PAWS, or Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, from BioWalk. Have you discovered the BioWalk family of products?
Just in from BioWox, their November special. You get 2 quarts of BioWox Citrus Concentrate, 2 dilution bottles and sprayers, and 2 32-ounce bottles of PAWS for only $44.95. That's a savings of nearly $45. Clean your house in time for the holidays by calling 866-246-6943. That's 866-246-6943 or visit BioWox.com.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. You can take control and bring up anything you want, whether it be a personal issue, political rant, or maybe you're mad at us. Maybe you're just you just want to tell us how much we suck. Well, you can do that on the phones or via email like this person did. You can shoot an email, by the way, to ftl@freetalklive.com. This email from Sheila. And get the subject line on this.
Rob Slowski?
No, I had that stupid 80s song going through my brain.
Oh, Sheila. That one?
Yeah.
Who was that anyway?
No one that I care to remember. Read the email.
This one from Sheila. Now get this subject line. Homosexuals are not gay. They die younger than straights.
Could you repeat that one?
Homosexuals are not gay. They die younger than straights.
God, I love some of our GCN listeners. I love them.
So, okay, all right then.
So how does she follow that witty statement up?
By not talking anything whatsoever about homosexuals. She says, she says, you guys are not even close to being worthy of being in Genesis. Most of the hosts on this network are trying to educate the people, but you guys haven't a clue to what is going on. How you got on? I haven't a clue. I won't waste any more time listening to your show, Truth Seekers.
Yeah.
Well, then you must be out there seeking the truth when you're, you know, avoiding a completely open format show there. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, you have a problem with something like that? You wrote an email. That's great. You have a problem with the way the show is being run. You wrote an email. It got read on the air. You have a subject that you think needs to come to the public's attention. That's what this show is for, to give you the opportunity to do that. Email or call in, and it'll get talked about.
She seems concerned that our hosts in the studio aren't trying to educate people. Well, that's, again, where you come in. If there's something we're missing or something we've overlooked, by all means, dial us up toll-free at 1-800-259-9231.
Here's a little education for you. The government is trying to take away your rights every single day.
That's true.
Everything they do.
They're doing more than try. They're succeeding.
They're succeeding, yes. Your rights are fewer than they were in 1945, before we started this whole imperialist conquest of the world.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we definitely have a message on the show.
Something I've been dying to talk about is the fact that it seems that there are a lot of people who are all for freedom, except when it's freedom for gays, or freedom of speech of certain topics, or freedom. And, like, everyone has an exception. And we don't. We're pro-choice on everything. We're true libertarians. Every single one of us here in this room.
Pro-freedom every time, every issue. No matter how your personal feelings are, that's the real... that's, I think, the real sticking point for a lot of these people is they feel really strongly about those issues, and they can't get over allowing other people to have freedom. See, that's kind of the trick. If you want to have liberty, you have to be able to grant it to other people. You have to be able to say... I know my neighbor down the street is a total nutcase, but I'm going to let him have his liberty so I can have mine. That's what you have to be able to say.
I'll be, you know, just to bring something up here, you know, is I am pro-gay, okay?
What's that mean?
What's that mean? That means I like gay people. I just like them. I like their attitude. I like their outlook on life. I like the fact that they've been tormented their entire lives and have complete adversity because they're in such an extreme minority, and yet they still...
But they chose to be in.
They, you know, I haven't met all the gay people in the world.
They chose to be in.
They absolutely did. I haven't met all the gay people in the world, but the ones I have, I really enjoy being around. They're very good people.
So do you think you could choose to be attracted to men? Could you choose to do that?
Yes, definitely.
Really?
Absolutely could.
I could.
If you don't think that people are situational homosexuals, that I think the majority of them are situational.
I think you can be born gay and go gay. Because I'll tell you what, sometimes when I'm really mad at Jackie, I think about going gay.
I don't know. I have to say that seriously, the thought, you know, and I'm very... I like gay people. I mean, I like just their personality. A lot of gay people's personalities. I mean, I don't like all gay people. I can't say that about any group of people because that's...
There are definitely...
Totally stereotypical.
Well, yeah, just like any group of people, they're jerk gay people and they're mean gay people.
Exactly. They're just like any group of people. So
there's probably racist gay people.
But I will say this. The thought of their activities, the activities that make them specifically gay, that disgusts me. That turns me off. It's not my idea of a basket of fun. You know, that that is not, you know, it disgusts me. And okay, so I couldn't be gay. I can't even picture it. I can't imagine it. But that's their choice. I mean, and... I don't know. A lot of people talk about how it's in the Bible or whatever to be, and I think it's totally unchristian. Totally unchristian for what... the teachings of Jesus supposedly are. He taught tolerance. He taught not to judge other people. And so to say that you are against this group of people because that's the word of God is completely and totally...
Well, you know, I want to say something. We started off by you mentioned that there's people that say they believe in freedom, but it seems like they have exceptions.
Right.
I think that's
an exception.
I think we made an interesting... point last night in regards to that. I think it was Rick on the line from Alabama who called in, and
Nick
from Alabama, who basically we didn't really get him to explain himself, but we could tell that he didn't like gay people and he didn't like the idea of them adopting babies. But I didn't go to that angle. I didn't attack him. I went with how about this? How about we privatize adoption?
Absolutely.
That way the Catholic Church can have their adoption agency and they don't have to adopt babies out to gays. But if Planned Parenthood has their own adoption agency and they want to deal with gay people, that's their prerogative. And he agreed with, you know, he took that position and agreed with it. So I think if we can couch liberty in the terms that these people could understand, like the people that want to push the Bible into schools, all you have to do is just say to them, hey, we want to get the government out of schools, and that way you can have all the Bible you want in your schools.
Exactly.
Just the problem is they've been conditioned their whole lives to believe that government's the only way to get their agendas through. And in reality, the best way to get your agenda through is to get government out and then spread it on your own voluntarily.
Absolutely.
So toll free, dial us up at 1-800-259-9231. Let's get to some... Okay, so yeah, that email. So we don't have a clue, apparently. Well, thanks for not listening. Although I bet you she's still out there. Bet you're still out there, aren't you, Sheila? All right, the other email, this one from Glenn. He says... Oh, and the subject line on this one is Gabe, who called the show last night. He says, sounds like she just wants to argue and waste our time. Probably works for the government. What about important issues like Iraq and people dying? What about the de-democracy that happened on 11-2-2004? Personally,
Hold
I think
on,
we...
11-2-2004.
That would be Election Day.
The Election Day, okay.
Personally, I think we were robbed by electronic theft of an election, which there's been some evidence to that. I hear that there's an international election standards. Does a recent election meet these standards? I have no idea. Thanks for the email, Glenn. We certainly appreciate it. We're going to be back with your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231 and much, much more. You can take control of this show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony Shortwave Car Stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassette, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404-3600. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony Shortwave Car Stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hey, kids. You want a soundtrack that's going to make you feel tense, let you express your frustration?
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, the show that you can literally take control of just by dialing a toll-free telephone number, 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes, from politics to personal issues to anything anywhere in between. We want to hear from you. Also, you can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. I kind of burned through an email right before we went to break, and man, would you really had something to say on
it. I've got some stuff to say about that email.
It's from Glenn, and he says that the election day was a democracy, whatever that means. He says he thinks we were robbed by electronic theft of an election. Now, what have you to say then?
I just can't. Doesn't it seem like sour? Ooh, those grapes are sour. You know? I mean, somebody had to win this election. Doesn't it seem reasonable to me that that George Bush won it?
Well, it certainly seems reasonable that George Bush may have won the election. As long as all the numbers are accurate.
I'll admit to you that this election was the choice between, one candidate that really stunk and another candidate that really stunk.
But, and then there was Michael Badnarik, the Libertarian candidate, who did not stink whatsoever, and I voted for him.
Right, absolutely. But
you're falling into the trap, man. Which it's not between two candidates; it was a whole bunch of candidates. So you can't be like the major media and just kind of perpetuate that misperception.
Here are four facts that I know. All right, the first fact is that I've been paying attention to people in the Badnarik race who have been posting about election fraud because the Badnarik, the Libertarian Party and the Badnarik campaign set up a place to report election and voter fraud. And several people who voted for Badnarik in certain counties all across the country found that, oh, poof, my votes for Badnarik disappeared. And somehow, their vote in an electronic voting machine just went away. There were zero votes for Badnarik in their county. So, that's odd. The other thing that's odd is I've heard news articles about the fact that in between the uploading of the voting programs to new, to these machine, to wherever the votes were counted, I've heard that the voting programs have been replaced, and that somehow old vote tallies or whatnot were replaced, and the machine programs have been had been overwritten with new data. So that's another little fact of, you know, possible huge election fraud. And then the other thing that you can take into account is that, and this is, you know, my huge conspiracy theory, which I don't know if it's true or not. I have no idea. But it seems very, very odd to me that Kerry and Bush are such good friends and have, you know, all this other crazy, weird stuff in common.
They're cousins?
They're cousins.
They're cousins. What?
Yeah.
Distant cousins, but
they're
cousins.
Distant cousins, but they're related.
Huh.
And then they've supposedly been, they were in the Skull and Bones together, which is a secret organization. I mean, that's ridiculous in and of itself, but...
And it sounds kind of like you're falling into all these conspiracy theories.
Now,
These are reported and actual, like, confirmed things, and then...
I think I saw that that cousins thing on genealogy.com or something like that. They literally showed the entire family tree, and you could trace everything.
The genealogy doesn't really mean much to me, but the fact that they were in the Skull and Bones organization together in college, that means to me, that definitely suggests that it is a possibility that Kerry could have gotten and run for the Democrats or whatnot just to foister up Bush and say, look, now you don't have any opposition. I'm gonna fake this entire run for election, and
I think
I'm
what
not
backs
win.
That up, I think what backs that point up is the fact that after all is said and done, he conceded like that. I mean, it was you win. I'm out of here.
He is
not leading the charge for the recounts. It's Badnarik and Cobb, the third parties, that are doing this. Kerry has nothing to do with any of this. Nothing.
That and the fact that the debates were entirely a farce. They're completely fake.
Well,
you gotta
there's nothing new there. There's nothing
new.
No,
it's nothing new, but it adds to the whole the whole theory. And my theory is that the democracy in this country is gone. It disappeared a while ago. Everything is a sham about our electoral system that every time the government's just putting on a show to make us believe like we're voting and making
a
difference.
So why would the government put Clinton in and then Bush in? I mean, that doesn't really hold any water. You know, I mean, these are two candidates that are pretty different.
Yeah, but both of them, guess what? That difference, each time you have, first of all, you get one of these liberals, well, they grow it up with huge social programs, and they make people believe that, oh, healthcare is...
No, they don't. The liberals are the ones that are keeping the spending down, from what I can see in the last 25 years.
but they're still growing the
government. The Democrats are doing the small, making for small government. Clinton cut all the IRS, cut the IRS down.
But they're still making...
And then Bush comes in there and grows the government. He's not a small government Republican.
But what's going on is that the push and pull between these two is keeping the government growing larger every single time. Now,
I would agree with that, but I think that's the nature of government.
Now, just because they're he's keeping spending down,
because legislators have to legislate, govern people that are in the government have to govern in order to be doing their jobs. It's like radio's talk show.
No, that's
guys
not true.
Have to talk.
That's a misperception.
It's a misperception.
The job is to protect the Constitution and protect our liberties. That's the job.
That's
none of them are doing their job.
25 years.
None
ago.
Of them.
Right. They're eviscerating the Constitution.
I would agree with that. But the fact is that we've used these bad terminologies, you know, like government, you know, things like that. We should be using terms like, you know, protector of the people. It's inaccurate. They're not protecting the Constitution.
So there you go. So we're done with that email. So that one from Glenn, and Glenn, we appreciate it. You can email the show, by the way, at ftl@freetalklive.com.
One thing I think that they can do is these electronic voting machines don't give receipts.
Well, that's not going to do you any good anyway, because you're not going to be able to get a bunch of people together to compare the receipts after the election's done.
It would show an effort on their side.
At 1-800-259-9231, but they're the government. They don't have to show any effort to make people come out and vote. 1-800-259-9231 is your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
Have you found your business isn't quite as profitable as it was before the economy went south? Are new clients a little harder to come by lately? Well, maybe we can help. Advertise your business on the GCN Radio Network, and you'll soon find out why companies all across the country are experiencing a steady flow of new customers. It's not by coincidence, it's by design. At GCN, we can increase your business with an ad package that's built specifically for your particular product or service. Join the many satisfied advertisers on the GCN Radio Network who found out that the economy isn't so bad after all. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 106, for quotes or more information. That number again is 877-996-4327, extension 106. Everyone listens to radio. It's the most cost-effective way to increase business available. Don't wait around hoping for a stronger economy. The country might be slipping into recession, but your business doesn't have to. Call GCN today and get more customers tomorrow.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem-miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world. So there was only one thing that I could do. It was ding-a-ding-dang, my dang-along-ling-long.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's kind of like feast and famine on this show as far as hour number one versus hour number two. Hour two, you watch. Those phones are going to blow up when we get into hour two, and that's because we're only on 50% of the network for the first hour, and so we're going to acquire all of the listeners after this next hour rolls over. So stay tuned definitely for that. That's coming up shortly. Again, we can get your emails at ftl@freetalklive.com. I do have one more email here, and it's actually a response from someone. He originally had emailed us. The subject line was, "We talk too much." And he
says, "What would we do otherwise? It's a talk radio show."
Well, he says, "Hey, guys, allow me to clarify a little about what I meant in my earlier email about you guys talking too much. Let's take, for example, a person who called in and wanted to talk about Chinese troops massing south of Tijuana, Mexico.
I love that.
Now, while on the surface this seems entirely implausible and laughable,
really?
In my opinion.
Laughable?
And while the idea of Chinese troops certainly seems to be, well, silly, I believe that if you're going to host a talk show where you allow the caller to direct the show, then you should probably at least let the person explain their reasoning behind their subject. Instead of listening to what the caller had to say, you kind of blew the caller off and shuffled on to something else."
You know, sometimes we get callers that seem like that last email we read, which was, "Homosexuals are not gay, they like riding bikes." You know, or whatever the subject line was. And we get callers that are a little...
Yeah, well, I don't...
Or we get a caller who calls in and says, "What's your position on this issue?" And then we all go, "This is my position, this is your position, this is my position. Wait, what's your position? You didn't say it." Well, yeah.
Oh, like last night with Gabe?
I don't understand. You guys haven't been clear. You're jumping from one thing to the... Is she,
oh, my God.
I don't know if she thought that it was one guy doing three voices and putting out three different opinions.
Who knows what she
like
thought.
It's the Phil Hendry show, but not with a phone.
Let's go back to the... Speaking of the phones, let's go to the phones. We got Dr. Todd on the line in Oregon. Dr. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live.
What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I think I've exchanged a couple of messages with Ian on the BBS a couple of times.
You have.
Yeah, I actually had more of a question for you guys than a comment. I wanted to explore a little bit about what, if any, limits you see to our freedom. So let me give you an example. You know, let's say your neighbor, you know, starts building like a cannon.
Mm-hmm.
In his front yard, pointing it at your house, right?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, does he have the freedom to do that?
I would say absolutely, as long as he doesn't fire it at your house. He can build whatever cannon he wants to.
What if he starts, you know, building levels up on top of level on top of his house, right? So his house is up to 30, 40 stories and it's swaying back and forth in the wind.
It's an excellent point. Dr. Todd is bringing up an excellent point where Big L libertarians fall. This is on zoning rights. The fact is, what if your neighbor sold his house to a nuclear dumping facility, and they decided to come in and start dropping, used uranium in that lawn right next to your house? The fact is that there's problems with the libertarian stance when it comes to zoning rules.
I disagree with that because we want to abolish zoning rules. Zoning is unlibertarian. And I tell you what, man, we're going to continue this. Dr. Todd, if you can hang on, definitely do that. And if you've got a comment, 1-800-259-9231. So we'll address this. What happens with the uranium neighbor and what happens with the neighbor who's going out of control building a swaying, leaning tower of pizza next to your house? We'll find out. 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
U.S. Gold.